Well, we just heard Sister Simone say that Pope Francis has so far responded strongly to sexual abuse within the Catholic Church. She mentioned the commission that Pope Francis has said he will set up in the Vatican. It's a commission to protect children from sexual abuse. The panel is expected to re-examine how the Church handles victims and allegations, from screening and training priests to the pastoral response to abuse. The commission has the potential to fundamentally change the way the Church deals with abuse, but for many, potential in this situation just isn't enough. David Clossy is one person who wants to see much more from Pope Francis and from the Church. He's executive director of Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests, or SNAP. David, welcome.
Thank you very much, Todd.
Well, David, we'll get to the Church's response, Pope Francis's response to sexual abuse in a minute. But more broadly, I just wanted to ask you, as someone with this history, do you see the Church under Pope Francis as fundamentally changing or just changing the conversation?
Well, certainly it's early in his papacy, and we try our best in SNAP to be hopeful. But at this point, it's a lot of words, it's a lot of gestures, nothing really concrete. Words and gestures are important, to be sure, but we think that he's got a long way to go.
And do you, as the victim of abuse yourself and somebody who leads an organization like this, share at least part of the view that some have expressed, that while the Pope's new focus on the poor and on not marginalizing gay people or abortion necessarily means that people aren't discussing scandal anymore, and it's sort of been pushed to another part of the public consciousness?
Oh, I think certainly the abuse crisis is beginning to recede, thanks in large part to this Pope. I don't think that's a good thing. You know, for all of his warmth and humility and likability, he really has not taken a single tangible step to protect a single child or expose a single predator, or discipline a single enabler or a supervisor who has ignored or is ignoring child sex crimes. So, you know, it's decisive action is what protects kids, not warm, fuzzy feelings, not compassionate public comments, not sweet, sympathetic gestures. And that's what has been lacking in this Pope and his predecessors.
And the commission that Sister Simone mentioned that the Pope is setting up is empty to you, or just a start?
Well, at this point, he hasn't even appointed the members of it, so it's way too early to make a judgment. I will say, however, that there have been, over the past 25 years across the globe, there have been hundreds, literally hundreds and hundreds of internal church panels appointed by bishops and other high-ranking church officials to look at abuse. And the church as an institution has been dealing with clergy sex crimes and cover-ups for centuries. So it's really important for us to recall, you know, to keep in mind that even though there's a change of leadership at the top, there's tremendous experience within the church hierarchy on this issue. So they don't need a study commission. They don't need a panel of experts to tell them what to do. In many ways, it's crystal clear the steps that must be taken to safeguard kids. But it's equally clear that church officials just do not have the courage to take those steps.
Despite a commission that Pope Francis has announced to address sexual abuse in the Catholic Church, screening and training of priests and pastoral care for victims, David Clossy says it's not enough and that action has not yet been taken under this new papacy. David Clossy is executive director of the Survivors Network for Those Abused by Priests, otherwise known as SNAP. David, thank you.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.